a lot of the new press this season will obviously see the game at the weekend and maybe make a big deal of the fact that a lot of ex-players are now at Wasps. I actually want to look at the fact that we're only on round 7, so it's still fairly early in the season.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, teams are still building and evolving, and you know, it's exciting that we still have such a long way to go. And actually, for Wasps as a completely new team, we've got some fantastic players. But actually, throwing fantastic players together doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be playing your best level immediately. So it is a process, and we're all aware of that as players, and we're just looking to build as the competition goes on.
Have you seen much of Storm on telly so far?
I've seen bits and bobs, yeah. I'm keeping a close eye because obviously they are unbeaten so far this season. So, you know, we always knew that they were going to be a top four team. So, yeah, I've been keeping a close eye because, you know, for us, we need to start to look at how we're going to break down and challenge them.
Nader's influence is pretty evident. What else is working?
Yeah, I mean, I've played with Nader for years at club level, and she's a fantastic role model, she's a fantastic leader, and it's quite evident that she's made a massive impact on that squad. Obviously, their goal shooter at the other end of the court is pretty hard to stop at the moment. It does make it very difficult. In terms of game plans, you've got to look elsewhere at where you're going to turn the ball over, so that's something that we've been looking at in the last week of training.
Might that be more a case of playing around Megan and not actually just seeing how you can break it down in that way?
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, you can't just completely double up on Megan because they've had Katie Harris in there playing goal attack, who is playing very, very well as well. You know, if she gets the ball in that circle, she'll turn and shoot and she scores. So it's not totally focusing our game plan on Megan, but yeah, it's something that we're looking at.
I haven't spoken to you since the Fast Five was announced, so we've had London Live in the Copper Box, and now this at the O2 is just taking it to that whole new level, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's fantastic to have such an exciting competition to look forward to, and it's brilliant for the sport, you know, to have prize money. You know, when we all saw that, we were like, what? It seems quite crazy, but actually it just goes to show that the sport is evolving and the sport is getting bigger, and that's just fantastic to see and fantastic to be a part of.
How do you see the game against Storm going in? A few points in the final score?
I think it will be a tough game. You know, we need to make sure that we go out and play well, and then if we do that, the score will take care of itself. We've got fantastic defenders who are able to turn the ball over for us, and they have been, you know, the last games that we've been playing, we've had no issues with turning the ball over, but we need to be more consistent in attack. If we are consistent in attack, then, yeah, the game will take care of itself.